Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody. We look at an example in Arizona that shows a trend nationally of local school districts and cities that are just defying state law, doing whatever they want. We also talk about the efficacy of masks. And is it true that children are dying at a major rate of COVID? Send this episode to your friends. We go through 8 things that are far more dangerous for young people and children than the Chinese coronavirus. I think this episode will really open some eyes. I pray that's the case. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our program, do so at charliekirk.com/support. You can get behind the work we are doing to try and reach millions of young people every single month. charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank some of our generous supporters. I want to thank Sarah from Washington. Thank you. Joyce from Bridgewater, Virginia. Thank you. I want to thank Karen from Bradbury, California. Thank you. James from California. Thank you. Elizabeth from Washington. Thank you. CharlieKirk.com/support. Get behind the work we are doing to reach millions of young people every single month. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, you can do so at TPUSA.com. That's TPUSA.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. Turning Point USA, TPUSA.com. Mask mandates, defying orders, school closures, children being at risk of the virus. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
A lot of people ask me, Charlie, how do you know so much about American history? The answer is, not from school. As many of you know, I did not go to formal college. Actually, I didn't go to college at all. So my education has been a process. I've always been committed to learning and diving deep into ideas. And one source of truth and knowledge has been the greatest partner in that pursuit of learning, and that is Hillsdale College. American history and civics education, they're quite honestly at a turning point. And the Hillsdale 1776 curriculum, they are teaching the truth. And they have downloadable curriculum for you and your children for free at charliehillsdale.com. That's Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, F-O-R, Hillsdale.com. It's available not only to teachers, but also to any single one of you. But also, you know, when you go to charlieforhillsdale.com, you're able to then, it's free of charge. There's no charge. You go through it, you enter your email, and you could take online courses. So I, every single day, I do my best to try to schedule at least 30 minutes to an hour to take some online courses. So I have my certificate. I have passed the course in Constitution 101, the intro to the Constitution. I'm about to finish the introduction to Western philosophy. I finished the introduction to Aristotle, How to Live a Good Life. And they have a new one called The Great American Story that I'm taking, and it's phenomenal. If you say, Charlie, how do I get my kids to know history? Literally pay them to take these courses. It's that good. The Great American Story, it's charlieforhillsdale.com. That's charliehillsdale.com. Maybe you're more of a World War II fan. They have a whole course on that called The Second World Wars. Maybe you're a fan of Shakespeare. They have a course on that, Hamlet and the Tempest. Maybe you're a fan of theology. They have a whole course on Theology 101. How about on the Greek Wars, Athens and Sparta, Winston Churchill and statesmanship? These are free of charge, amazingly rigorous courses that will get you to appreciate the country, what it means to be a human being, where our rights come from, at charlieforhillsdale.com. Hillsdale, we are so honored to partner with them on the Charlie Kirk Show. Our children deserve to be taught the truth through a sound curriculum created by teachers, not bureaucrats, and uphold the dignity of each individual. So download the 1776 curriculum right now at charlieforhillsdale.com, and you yourself should at least carve out 20 minutes a day to try and learn something new. These courses can be downloaded, they could be podcasts, and there's little tests after them to make sure that you are comprehending what you are learning. And about after 10 courses, you get your certificate. It's one of the coolest feelings in the world. You feel like you are retaining that knowledge and you have a better understanding of what's happening in America. CharlieForHillsdale.com. Phenomenal partners. Please check it out right now. We're in the midst of a power struggle in our country right now. Conservatives, because we believe in the nation and we believe in decency, when there's a court ruling or a law that we don't like, we still follow that law. We do our best to try to change the law, but we don't defy laws. A best example of this is how conservatives pushed for resolutions to allow marriage to be one man, one woman in states across the country, and then the Supreme Court swoops in and reverses all of those traditional marriage amendments. We could have very well resisted that. We could have said, oh, we're still going to enforce the laws as we see fit. When there's a ruling that comes down, we honor that ruling. Now, we went into great detail about how Joe Biden has basically nullified the United States Constitution, about how he does not care about what the Constitution says. Basically, let Robert send his army. We have an extensive podcast on that episode, on that topic. I encourage you guys to check it out. You can check out the Charlie Kirk Show podcast and look at it. We also have a really good interview with Tucker Carlson I encourage you to look at, to take a listen to. Joe Biden basically says, look, I'm in charge. You're not. The power is on my side. I have the media. I have the culture. I have Hollywood. I have the tech companies. Not really worried about what you could possibly do to me. And the same is happening on a local level. There's a lot of drama happening at the Scottsdale Unified School District. The Scottsdale Unified School District represents probably one of the more conservative, affluent areas in America. Scottsdale is one of the least self-hated areas. I mean, in Aspen, they all hate themselves. Beverly Hills, they largely hate themselves. What do I mean by that? It's they vote for policies, they enact measures that hurt themselves and hurt their children. And Beverly Hills is a great example of the mothers that drive around in their Range Rovers, just dropping their kid off so they can go to yoga class, but making sure they wear a mask all day long so they don't feel the guilt because they're such an awful parent of actually being absent from their child's life. A lot of this, by the way, a lot of the reason why parents are not standing up to change these mask laws and why they are putting experimental medicine into five-year-olds is because these parents are so absent from their children's lives. They don't want to feel the guilt that they actually might be responsible if they die from the Chinese coronavirus, which is very unlikely, but this is a way that it's a coping mechanism for their awful parenting. It's a coping mechanism for them having a balance between raising children and going to SoulCycle and really beating your record time, or going to Lemonade and getting your favorite quinoa salad. Scottsdale is one of those places that actually is on the center right. It's generally conservative. Spend a lot of time in Scottsdale. Our offices at Turning Point USA are 15, 20 minutes from Scottsdale. So Scottsdale Unified School District is run by a bunch of Bolsheviks who just don't care about their voters. And if you guys want to mark a special date down on your calendar, August 24th, the Scottsdale Unified School District is meeting. They have basically defied everything that the parents in the local area have asked of them. The Scottsdale Unified School District is a microcosm, is an example of what's happening all across the country. So the Scottsdale Unified School District, which represents a very affluent area. First of all, a couple of weeks ago, they sent out, by mistake, they said, the social-emotional learning packets for children to report on their parents to their teachers. Now, they apologized after, oh, we didn't mean to send them out. Well, then who made them? And who wrote them? That wasn't a mistake. Creating them wasn't a mistake. Sending them out might be a mistake. Snitching on your parents is what Scottsdale wanted. But so here's a phenomenal example of why passing laws is not enough. Is that Democrats and the left, they must respect the power dynamics. So to his credit, Governor Doug Ducey signed into law a bill that does not allow mask mandates in schools in Arizona. It's an awesome bill. Think about that. So all this controversy that's happening right now in Florida, which we're going to get to with the wonderful Ron DeSantis, Doug Ducey, and honestly, the credit really goes to the Arizona legislature, where they passed this bill, and they said students will not be required to wear masks. Schools are not super spreaders. No one's at risk. No one's at serious risk here. No one's going to be required to wear masks. Not going to happen. And it really wasn't that controversial because remember a couple months ago, before we went into a mass inoculation cycle, virus rates were going down. But then Scottsdale said, yeah, we're not going to listen to that. Scottsdale, the local school district in Arizona, who's funded primarily, by the way, by the Arizona budget, the Arizona education budget, they said, you know what? We're going to make kids wear masks. And we're especially going to make them wear masks on buses. They said that the CDC is greater authority than the state's authority. I want you to think about that. First of all, the CDC does not make laws. They make regulation and they make guidance. Congress did not pass a mask mandate. That's the way it should work, by the way. Ever since we've empowered the administrative state, who's now running our government and our country, the fourth branch of government, unelected, unknown, and unchecked bureaucrats with power that basically they can make law out of nowhere. So the question is, why is Scottsdale Unified School District, as an example, basically saying to the Arizona law, yeah, we're not following that. We don't care about that. It's because they don't respect the Republicans' ability to enforce it. They're like, well, what are you going to do, cut our funding? You see, an unfortunate reality that we all have to realize is that the Democrats, they will not back down until they start to lose something. It doesn't matter if you pass a law. For example, in Texas, it didn't matter that we told them that they would get arrested. They chartered a plane, all being vaccinated and maskless, went to Washington, D.C., all got infected. They're back in Texas. And finally in Texas, the runaway legislatures just got passed that they can indeed get arrested. That'll get their attention. Scottsdale Unified School District and the Democrat legislators in Texas, they have to recognize and realize, but they don't currently, that they have to fear the price and the penalty of defying the will of the voters and the legislature. This is what happens when you control the media, when you control every single mechanism of power in the country. You're like, yeah, what are you going to do to me? Well, this is the way it should work in Scottsdale. There's a meeting coming up on August 24th. Thousands of parents should show up. Every single one of these school board members that supports this nonsense needs to be removed, and their funding needs to be cut. And any teacher that enforces this or administrator needs to be fired on demand. That's how you use political power. And that's what Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida. It's not enough to pass good laws. You have to enforce the law, and you have to make the Democrats realize that Arizona is not New York City. Kids are going to be maskless. They're going to enjoy their life. And your guilty conscience is not going to narcissistically engineer the future of the children of that school district or across the country. Did you know that if you shop at Nike, they turn around and give your hard-earned dollars to pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood and the Population Council? Sinister folks, by the way. Did you know that Airbnb gave $500,000 to the Marxist BLM Incorporated organization? Your first vote is at the ballot box, but that isn't enough to defend our traditional Judeo-Christian values. Left-wing corporations are subverting our nation and our republic by taking money from conservative customers and giving it to radical organizations that support abortion, gun control, and critical race theory. You have another vote, a second vote at the checkout line, which is why there's a massively important organization called Second Vote that comes in. I know them very well. I've known them for years, and I'm so honored to partner with them. And the courageous people at Second Vote are exposing corporations for how they spend your money. So check out SecondVote.com today. SecondVote is developing incredible tools and engaging the smartest minds in the country to help inform Americans' purchasing decisions. Their work is arduous, complex, and exhaustive, and it doesn't happen for free. So please support their work so we can defend our future from the woke Marxist mob. So here's what I want you to do. Do what I did. Just go right now to secondvote.com and subscribe. It's $50 a year. I know it costs something, but they have to be able to pay for their research. And the Black family, who are amazing people, by the way, have underwritten this effort for quite some time. But if you use the promo code Charlie, you get 50% off. That's $25 a year, everybody, okay? That's literally $2 a month. And that's 50% off, so $25 a year. That's $2.5 a month at that, so that you can have the information you need on your next purchase. So join me, go to secondvote.com, and subscribe with promo code Charlie. Maybe it's like, hey, I don't know if the car I'm buying, are they donating to Planned Parenthood? What about all these companies? SecondVote.com has every company ranked. It's a beautiful thing. Go to SecondVote.com and subscribe with promo code Charlie today. The obsession with masks really goes to show it's not about epidemiological spread or viral spread. It's about social control. Is that masks make more obedient citizens. Makes people less human. It makes them less familiar with one another. You know, quote we keep going back to is from the great Aristotle, who's the man, from Aristotle's Politics, Book 5, Chapter 11. Tyrants preserve themselves by not letting there be any schools or other collegial gatherings for leisured pursuits. Tyrants do everything they can that will keep all the people unknown to one another as possible, since familiarity breeds a greater degree of mutual trust. Let me say that again. Tyrants keep people as unknown to one another as possible, since familiarity breeds a greater degree of mutual trust. We've read that probably half a dozen times. What's so amazing, though, is that was 2,500 years ago. And it goes to show that human behavior when it comes to how tyrants operate has not changed. You see, the other side, the leftists, the Democrats, whatever you want to call them, they don't believe that. They think human nature is malleable. They think things change over time. Aristotle didn't have TikTok. He's not as smart as we are. Well, no, actually, human beings operate in the same sort of pattern, same sort of narcissistic, broken nature. So it is a habit of the tyrants to try to make you distrust your neighbor. I could tell you personally, and this is completely anecdotal, that the last couple months of being able to go to restaurants and see waiters and waitresses' face makes it much more pleasant. I feel as if I'm actually dealing with a human being, not some sort of clothed robot. I was going to say something else, but it would be taken out of context. The point is that it's very inhuman. Now, some people say masks are the most wonderful thing ever. There's really no studies to show that. That if you even have a 3% adjustment in your mask or you touch it with people, which obviously people do, it basically defeats the entire purpose of the mask. But let's just give them the argument. Let's say that masks are the most wonderful thing ever. Let's say that masks 100% stop transmission and no one's altering the mask and the most amazing thing ever. I still oppose it because of what it does to the soul. It makes you feel as if you're small, obedient, not a free-thinking individual. It makes you more likely to be controlled. Not to mention the mental health issues that occur with students and young people. Where are the parents standing up for these kids? Do you know that in Arizona? I know I'm focusing on Arizona, but it just happens to be close to this program. 1 out of 3 of Arizona teens say they need emotional support to improve their mental health this year. Do you know that more young people have died from suicide than from the Chinese coronavirus? Do you think canceling prom, spring and fall sports, commencement, social activities, and then putting masks on them like they're slaves? You're not a human. I'm going to put a cloth on you. You think that's helpful? You think that's good for their development. There's more studies coming out showing that students are the least likely not just to die but transmit the virus. They might very well might be at herd immunity, and yet some schools, like the Brophy School in Arizona, are now mandating vaccines for all their students. Why? Do they know nothing about some of the adverse event reactions that have come out for VAERS? Do they not care about the well-being and the health of their children? Of course, no conversation about hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. We are living under the tyranny of the neurotic. You see, neurotic people should never be in charge of anything. Neurotic people, they tend to abuse power. They don't know the limits on their own paranoia. Here's a humbling truth. Viruses are real. Pathogens exist. And living a full and complete life is far more important than getting to COVID zero. Not going to happen. It's not just about saving lives. It's about the quality of life. But what you have is people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s that are deciding now to remask children, lock down the schools again, and mandate experimental vaccinations against them. I thought the vaccine was the greatest thing ever. Legacy Box is an effortless way to have your outdated media digitally preserved on a modern format. And right now, they're offering 40% off so you can ensure your memories are safe for generations. When I got Legacy Box, it was amazing. I had all these old memories. I just threw them in the box. I was in a hurry. DVDs, don't use those anymore. CDs, don't those. And then someone had these three letters. I said, what are those? And I remembered. Flashback to NOM, VHS. Do you have any of those VHS cassette tapes? Look, let's digitize them, okay? Let's get to a hard drive. Let's get on the cloud. Let's break free of things that might go away. Once you revisit these moments, you'll realize how much your past is worth saving. I know for me, I wanted to save history of sports. I wanted to save history for all sorts of different things. And I can tell you right now, Legacy Box is amazing. Get back perfectly preserved digital copies on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud, ready to watch, share, and enjoy. With this exclusive offer, now's the perfect time to turn your aging tapes and films into a digital archive that's safe forever. Go to legacybox.com/Charlie. Legacy Box is offering 40% off so your family can celebrate meaningful moments at a fraction of the normal price. That's legacybox.com/Charlie. Legacybox.com/Charlie for 40% off. Legacybox.com/Charlie. Another example of just orders being defied, San Antonio, they just have defied the mask moratorium and they got a judge involved who agreed. And they say, we're here to keep our kids alive, is what they've said. Even though the amount of kids that have died from the Chinese coronavirus is so small, you can't even measure it. You want to talk about what's dangerous? Why doesn't the San Antonio School District try to make sure that the kids aren't doing lethally addictive drugs? They want to talk about what's dangerous? Why don't they go and get the kids to make sure they're not drunk driving? Or just driving in general. Driving is much more dangerous if you're a young person than getting the Chinese coronavirus. And Dallas and Austin have done exactly the same. They're just ignoring it. They're ignoring the order. You know why? Because Dallas and Austin and Scottsdale, they don't respect Republicans. They don't respect us. They laugh at us. They're like, no, we're actually in charge. Yeah, your silly little legislature passed all these bills. No. We run the country, not you. It's not like you have voters that put you into office. And this is why we should refuse them when they use their political power, which is why we should go build the Keystone XL pipeline right now. Governor Burgum, Governor Noem, Governor Stitt, Governor of Kansas, I think it goes through Kansas, I'm not mistaken. It goes through six Republican states. They should go build the Keystone XL pipeline and tell the federal government, sorry, we don't care. We need to look after our people. It's a moral claim. Our people need to go to work. We need energy independence. Have a nice day. Right on cue, it's hard to believe this is the country that we're living in right now. It really is hard to believe. And it's almost as if they're saying this stuff intentionally to try to get us worked up. So I'm just telling you right now, self-control and discipline is incredibly important right now. Because it's almost they want us to become hysterical. Be like, oh, look how hysterical they are. Give us more power. Cut 56. Dr. Fauci. You know what? I'm gonna stop calling him doctor. Bureaucrat Fauci, clever Fauci, sinister Fauci says that, look, I know people want their individual freedom, but this is a crisis. You have to give up your freedom. Cut 56.
I'm sorry. I mean, I know people must like to have their individual freedom and not be told to do something. But I think we're in such a serious situation now that under certain circumstances, mandates should be done.
Serious situation, even though none of the data shows that the Delta variant is something to get worked up about. We know how to handle this. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, not being obese, not drinking yourself into the ground, vitamin D, getting outside, getting proper rest. If you are of an age, you're 30, 40, or 50, and you're masking your children, this is a lot more about your fragile ego. And quite honestly, a neurotic way of living your life. Rand Paul's been phenomenal. He says there's no correlation between masks and decreasing rates of disease. Now, before I play that, we're also going to pull up the Australian clip, which just goes to show there will be no end to this. Liberty, by definition, when you allow people to do things in the pursuit of virtue, you are going to have unforeseen and awful side effects. People will get in car accidents when you have 70-mile-an-hour speed limits. People will eat unhealthily when you don't make cholesterol illegal. And yet we now have a safetyism philosophy. And I'm going to be very honest with you guys. It is August of 2021. I thought we were done talking about this. People are not learning their lesson. It's like they don't care. Like, yeah, another lockdown would be nice. Give us some more money, some weed. Cut 55, Rand Paul, no correlation between masks and decreasing rates of disease.
I think that if you look objectively at mask mandates, whether it's in states, cities, counties, or countries, there's no correlation between a mask mandate and reduction in incidence of the disease. In fact, it's the opposite. The more mandates we got, the more of the disease we got. Now, I don't think the mask caused the disease, but I don't think the mask helped any. And in fact, most people are wearing cloth masks, and 97% of virus-sized particles go through cloth masks. So it's actually a disservice. When Dr. Fauci says, oh, the mask is more important than the vaccine, that's malpractice.
So it's all about protecting our children is what they say. Well, Fee.org has a phenomenal article. This is the CDC's own data, the Center for Disease Control's own data. Here are 8 things that children are more likely to die from than from the Chinese coronavirus. How about drowning? Should we outlaw pools? In fact, I think we should introduce a bill into the Arizona legislature, into the Nevada legislature, to outlaw pools. It's the number one cause of death for 1 to 4 year olds in America. Number 2, vehicle accidents. No more driving. The most important value is not to secure the blessings of liberty, it's to secure the comfort of safetyism. Number 3, homicide. Yeah, let's just go outlaw murder. We've done that. Number 4, cancer. 5, cardiovascular disease. 6, flu and pneumonia. 7, suffocation. How about 5 to 14-year-olds? Number 1 cause of death for 5 to 14-year-olds, cancer. 2, vehicle accidents. 3, suicide. Just to give you an idea of the death rate, it's 1.5 from suicide, 0.2 from the Chinese coronavirus from ages 5 to 14. Homicide, cardiovascular disease, drowning, flu pneumonia, then COVID, then suffocation. There's a lot of threats when you live in a free society. It's part of liberty. But we now have a ruling class that seems convinced, or at least obsessed with convincing you that there will be no more death, no more suffering, no more pain. You just don't have to leave your home and put us in charge. This is where this is going. Now, this Australian woman is the chief health officer, Dr. Carrie Chan. This is after the mass vaccination strategy. This is after Everyone stopped and got their vaccine. So here, and I'm not going to do causation correlation because things tend to be a lot more complicated than that. But a very simple question is, why are all these rates of infection going up after people get vaccinated? They had an Australia zero COVID policy. So draconian. And this doctor, Dr. Carrie Chant, I want you to listen to this. This is where America is going if we don't stand up and rise up against this. Play cut 57.
We need to limit our movements. We need to consider whenever we leave our house that anyone with us, anyone we come into contact with, could convey the virus. So whilst it is in human nature to engage in conversation with others, to be friendly, unfortunately, this is not the time to do that. So even if you run into your next door neighbour in the shopping centre, in the Coles, washer at Coles or Woolworths or Aldi or any other grocery shop, don't start up a conversation. Now is the time for minimising your interactions with others.
Minimising your interactions with others? Unbelievable. That's where this is going. Make people unfamiliar with one another. Make them distant with one another. Human interaction is the problem. Now, suicide is a higher rate of a higher threat to children under the age of 30. Yet the parents, and this is, I'll just be very, again, to be very blunt, this is the most unwise generation of leaders we have ever seen in American history. Australia has now become one of the most authoritarian countries like that. We have to make you not talk to your neighbors, even though they had a mass vaccination strategy. And they're still pushing the vaccine on children in America. And Australia basically has become a total police state. So who's fighting up back against this? As you know, on the show, we like to talk about the issue and then hopefully come up with a solution. Ron DeSantis and Rand Paul have been phenomenal on this. I want to go to Ron DeSantis here, who's under massive fire, by the way, because they say Ron DeSantis wants to kill children because he doesn't want there to be mask mandates, even though there is zero evidence to show that mask mandates do anything. And there's tons of evidence to show that mask mandates have a significant cost associated in mental health, spiritual health, well-being, inclination to try to live under an authoritarian state. Ron DeSantis clearly says, we believe that the parent rather than the government should ultimately be able to make that decision. Cut 47.
But obviously we believe that the parent rather than the government should ultimately be able to make that decision. If you're talking about the federal government coming in and overruling parents in our communities, you know, that would be something that we would fight back vociferously against.
Wall Street Journal research team at Johns Hopkins University worked with a nonprofit, FAIR Health, to analyze approximately 48,000 children under 18 diagnosed with COVID in health insurance data from April to August 2020. Their report found a mortality rate of zero among children without a pre-existing medical condition such as leukemia. So any of the deaths amongst children are people that are young children that unfortunately have leukemia or cancer. Now, if that trend holds, according to the Wall Street Journal, it has significant implications for healthy kids and whether they need two vaccine doses. Forget the vaccine part of this. The National Education Association has been debating whether we should open schools and make vaccination mandatory. How are they even able to talk about this without the right data? Wall Street Journal, 48,000 children under age 18 diagnosed, zero deaths. Zero. A rate of zero. You could only make these decisions if you have a commitment to an ideology over the well-being of humanity. I got a newsflash for all of you guys. Your leaders are not defending you on this. A few are, Ron DeSantis and others. We have to start defending ourselves on this loudly and forcefully and peacefully. Top disease expert paints a grim picture of Australia's future, saying we can't escape COVID lockdowns, even with 90% vaccination rates. Huh. We must do changes. Lockdowns, mandatory masks, booster shots, You see, we called for an end to all these lockdowns in April of last year. Let people live their lives. Give them the therapeutics and the treatments. No more lockdowns, masks, social distancing. Trust people to make good decisions. Some people make bad decisions. Be there to help them if not. Instead, we've decided to completely reorganize the American project. What's so funny, honestly, is that I'm not a libertarian. I'm sympathetic with libertarians on a couple issues, like firearms and things like that. But the groups that are supposed to advocate for these things on the libertarian side are nowhere to be found. Said they're writing glowingly about how wonderful the corporate vaccine is. Yeah, whatever. A theme throughout this last hour has been, as you could tell, this frustration of mine that even though we win elections and we pass laws, they're being completely defied. And so the question is, who's actually going to be willing to use political power and your power to start to change things? So people say, well, Charlie, what do I do? Speak truth publicly, clearly, on a regular basis. That's not an easy thing to tell people what to do. I'll give you an example here. We just got an email from somebody. Let me try to dig it up here. They said, basically, I'm being forced. Yeah. Hi, Charlie. I'm a naval officer with 19 years and 2 months of service in the United States Navy. I've been a loyal, committed service member, always ready to serve our country's needs. I'm being coerced against my religious beliefs to get the vaccine. This weighs heavily on my heart, but they're forcing me to give up my career I loved without retirement. I cannot and will not disgrace my values. God bless you. I'm not alone in this fight, as many service members are scared to speak up. I've already tried to contact my elected officials, but they have not gotten back to me. Of course not. They're too busy cutting deals with lobbyists while our service members are being coerced to sacrifice their entire career. Can any Republican senator speak up for these service members? You know what would have been interesting? See, this is how Republicans should negotiate, but they don't because they're weak and they're corrupt. Hey, Chuck Schumer, fine. You're going to get your infrastructure bill. You're not getting one vote from us until you get these demands. For example, you tell Joe Biden that you're not mandating the vaccine anywhere. But that's actually not a priority out of the Senate Republicans. Senate Republicans receive a lot of money from the pharmaceutical companies. So they're perfectly fine with that. There are some bright spots of people rising up because Washington, D.C., total waste of time. School boards are not, because they're accessible. They're transparent. You can look them eye to eye, unlike our senators that hide behind big titles and words you don't understand and lobbyists and tons of staff. Going to school boards is different. Play cut 44 of a fifth grade teacher, Laura, who just resigned from the Loudoun County School District in Virginia, right outside of D.C. She alleges that the school board forced her to sign a contract promising to snitch on other faculty who are caught voicing disagreements with their progressive policies. Play cut 44.
Clearly, you've made your point. You no longer value me or many other teachers you've employed in this county. So since my contract outlines the power that you have over my employment in Loudoun County Public Schools, I thought it necessary to resign in front of you. School board, I quit. I quit your policies. I quit your trainings, and I quit being a cog in a machine that tells me to push highly politicized agendas on our most vulnerable constituents, the children. I will find employment elsewhere. I encourage all parents and staff in this county to flood the private schools.
Flood the private schools and get out of the public schools. If you are not showing up to a school board meeting, you are not actively involved in saving the republic. I'm going to be showing up to school board meetings in the next couple of weeks. And yes, they silenced her mic right after that. They are defying the orders of the legislature. Your Republicans have abandoned you in Washington, D.C. The only thing we have left is the city council and the school board meetings, and I'm not giving up. I'm inspired by the parents that are rising up. I'm inspired by parents that are in massive numbers doing everything they possibly can to fix this thing. More of that. Challenge them. Get your words right. They still work for us. They're more fragile than they lead on. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.